morning. Scripture this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. We are a church without walls. During the month of September, we are exploring what it means to be a church without walls. Last week, Pastor Brad talked about the walls between us and God. He said that Christ removes the walls so nothing can separate us from the love of God. This week, I will talk about walls that exist between people. We will look at Paul's letter to the Galatians to learn about the walls that existed between people in Paul's time, which in my opinion are some of the same walls that exist today. We will see that if Christ is the one who unites us with God, then it is also Christ who unites us with one another. Through Christ, we can bring down the walls that separate us. Through Christ, we can be a church without walls. The Apostle Paul was very good at following in the example of Jesus, who taught people by using simple stories and illustrations to make a point clear. Paul does the same thing throughout his teachings. One of the most common illustrations that Paul uses is clothing. Clothing. Throughout his teachings, Paul uses clothing as a way of talking about the kingdom of God. Especially in Galatians, Paul likens Christ to a garment. My wife and daughters like to watch a TV show called Say Yes to the Dress. How many of you have seen this? Say Yes to... Oh, wow, look at them all. The show is about brides-to-be trying on different wedding dresses in front of an entourage of women. If you've watched the show, then you know how unhappy the brides can be if they find the perfect dress and the shoes don't match. They start over again, trying on more and more dresses until they find the perfect one. Like these brides, Paul understands the importance of clothing. In Romans, Paul writes, "The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." In Ephesians, Paul writes, "Clothe yourselves with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." In Galatians, Paul says, "We clothe ourselves with Christ." Eugene Peterson's version says it's like putting on new clothes. To Paul, Christ is like the most beautiful of garments. Christ is the perfect one. So how does wearing clothes compare to being clothed in Christ? And specifically, what walls are removed when we are clothed in Christ? First, our clothing tells people who we are. Clothing identifies us with others of the same gender, social class, organized group, nationality, or football team. On Sunday at Ohio Stadium, you saw people wearing red. Today we have different football jerseys. If I would have known,
hey, Rick.
I would have worn a Browns
jersey. No, I think that OSU fans would remind you that they were not wearing red.
Okay. Scarlet. Touche.
I'm not even an OSU fan. All right, cool.
Let me ask you this. When do people in the church wear the same t- type of clothes. Pastor Brad and I are now wearing robes in worship, so we wear the same thing. On Pentecost, I ask you to wear the color red as a reminder of the Holy Spirit who came as a tongue of fire. Sometimes you'll see these polo shirts. When do we wear these polo shirts? When we're out in the community serving on behalf of the church. Our chancel choir will wear all the same robe because they sing as one voice to the glory of God. Being clothed in Christ means our primary identity is in Christ, and it is in the power of the gospel to unite us. And this is what Paul so eagerly desires for the church. Paul wants to bring down the walls that separate people in the church. One of the walls that separated people in the early church had to do with culture and race. It saddens me to think that these walls still exist today. The church hour is one of the most segregated hours during the week. Paul says that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek. In the church there should be no cultural or racial walls. And this is one of the reasons why I am excited about worship in the park in 2 weeks. On September 28th, we will worship with the African Methodist Episcopal Church in Xenia. Hopefully you've seen these on your seats. To me, there's no better way to say that we are one in Christ than to worship as a single body in spirit and in truth. You'll see the theme of the service. It says, from many to one. When I look out over the congregation on that morning, I would like to see one body. And so for this reason, I'm asking you not to wear your faith community shirts. Don't wear those because I don't want to see one church wearing their polos and the other church wearing their polos. That's not one to me. I would like to see from many to one. Being clothed in Christ means our ultimate allegiance is not to our denomination, but to our Lord. So please spread the word about that. What else do clothes do for us? My second point is clothes are closer to our bodies than anything else. Our clothes go everywhere with us. We rely on our clothes during the day and at night. So to say that Christ is our clothing is to call us to moment by moment dependence and awareness of Christ. The nearness of our clothing reminds us of the closeness of our relationship with Christ. Christ is always with us through the Holy Spirit. Brother Lawrence said that this is the practice of the presence of God when we are aware of God's presence at all times. Another wall in the early church had to do with gender. Paul says that in Christ there is neither male nor female. When I was working on this message a while back, I read this verse. And there was an article in the Dayton Daily News about the Elder Beerman store at the Fairfield Mall. How many of you have shopped there before? For the longest time, Elder Beerman had the men's clothing at one end of the mall and the women's clothing at the other end of the mall. In August, they consolidated their stores, and so now they have one store with clothing for everybody. In the church, there should not be a division between men and women. In the church, we are all equal. The third thing that clothing does for us, like putting on our clothing, we are to imitate Christ by putting on His virtues. To imitate Christ means we are to continually think and act as if we were directly before the throne of God. Colossians 3 says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. This verse reminds me of Genesis 17 when God said to Abraham, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. Imitating Christ putting on the virtues of Christ means that we are living according to His Spirit and will. A third wall in the early church involved people of different economic classes. Unfortunately, money plays a role in the social stratification of members of the church. In Galatians, Paul writes, "There is neither slave nor free." In the church, the amount of money one makes should not be a wall that separates us. This week, I went to the Xenia Board of Education meeting to receive a certificate on behalf of the students at Shawnee Elementary School. We are partners with Shawnee. I took school supplies down there, and we are going to sponsor Muffins with Mom and Donuts with Dad, and we're, you know, available for tutoring and all sorts of other things that they may need. They gave me this really nice certificate. I came into the church the day after, and Sharon Shear says, "You're on the front page of the Xenia Gazette." I had no idea that they were going to do that, but there I'm kind of in the back, very small picture of me on behalf of the church. We are known as a church who cares for people in the community. In the church, everybody is important, from the poor to the modestly paid to the well-off. Nobody needs to be made to feel inferior for what they don't have. Nobody must be shunned off or resented for what they do have. The church is a place of sharing for anyone who has a need. I've mentioned three walls in the church: cultural walls, class walls, and gender walls. To these three walls, Paul says, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. In Christ, there is nothing that separates us. In Christ, there are no walls. Of course, there are distinctions. God made us different from one another. There are distinctions between us, but this doesn't mean there should be divisions between us. We are not identical, but we are all one. The fourth thing that clothing does for us, clothing is worn as an adornment. To say that Christ is our clothing is to say that in God's sight, when God looks at us, we are loved because of Jesus' work and salvation. When God looks at us, God sees God's children, because God sees Jesus, His Son. It means we have been adopted as God's children. Being clothed in Christ is the highest privilege. Sinclair Ferguson, in the book Children of the Living God, writes, "The notion that we are children of God, His own sons and daughters, is the mainspring of Christian living. Our sonship to God is the apex of creation and the goal of redemption." Can you say, we are a church without walls?
We are a church without walls.
Our blessings come unearned, so any pride in our culture, class, and gender is removed. Say that again, please. We are a church without walls. We are sinners adopted by God's grace. Say it one more time. We are a church without walls. Through Christ, we live in perfect righteousness with God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, we are a church without walls. Let us live in appreciation for all God has done for us. When we are clothed in Christ, we can say that we are God's children. What more can we ask?
Amen.